January 24th from the book of Exodus. Then Yahuwah said to Moses, "Go to Pharaoh and say to him, 'This is what Yahuwah, the God of the Hebrews, says. Let my people go, so that they may worship me. If you refuse to let them go and continue to hold them back, the hand of Yahuwah will bring a terrible plague on your livestock in the field, on your horses and donkeys and camels, and on your cattle and sheep and goats. But Yahuwah will make a distinction between the livestock of Israel and that of Egypt, so that no animal belonging to the Israelites will die.' Yahuwah set a time and said, 'Tomorrow Yahuwah will do this in the land.' And the next day Yahuwah did it all. All the livestock of the Egyptians died, but not one animal belonging to the Israelites died. Pharaoh sent men to investigate and found that not even one of the animals of the Israelites had died. Yet his heart was unyielding, and he would not let the people go. Then Yahuwah said to Moses and Aaron, 'Take handfuls of soot from the furnace and have Moses toss it into the air in the presence of Pharaoh. It will become fine dust over the whole land of Egypt, and festering boils will break out on men and animals throughout the land.' So they took the soot from the furnace and stood before Pharaoh. Moses tossed it in the air, and festering boils broke out on men and animals. The magicians could not stand before Moses because of the boils that were on them and on all the Egyptians. But Yahuwah hardened Pharaoh's heart, and he would not listen to Moses and Aaron, just as Yahuwah had said to Moses. Then Yahuwah said to Moses, 'Get up early in the morning, confront Pharaoh, and say to him, "This is what Yahuwah, the God of the Hebrews, says. Let my people go, so that they may worship me, or this time I will send the full force of my plagues against you and against your officials and your people, so you may know that there is no one like me in all the earth. For by now I could have stretched out my hand and struck you and your people with a plague that would have wiped you off the earth. But I have raised you up for this very purpose, that I might show you my power and that my name might be proclaimed in all the earth. You still set yourself against my people and will not let them go. Therefore, at this time tomorrow, I will send the worst hailstorm that has ever fallen on Egypt from the day it was founded till now. Give an order now to bring your livestock and everything you have in the field to a place of shelter, because the hail will fall on every man and animal that has not been brought in and is still out in the field, and they will die.' Those officials of Pharaoh who feared the word of Yahuwah hurried to bring in their slaves and their livestock inside. But those who ignored the word of Yahuwah left their slaves and livestock in the field. Then Yahuwah said to Moses, 'Stretch out your hand toward the sky so that hail will fall all over Egypt, on men and animals, and on everything growing in the fields of Egypt.' When Moses stretched out his staff toward the sky, Yahuwah sent thunder and hail, and lightning flashed down to the ground. So Yahuwah rained hail on the land of Egypt. Hail fell, and lightning flashed back and forth. It was the worst storm in all the land of Egypt, since it had become a nation. Throughout Egypt, hail struck everything in the fields, both men and animals, and it beat down everything growing in the fields and stripped every tree. The only place it did not hail was the land of Goshen, where the Israelites were. Then Pharaoh summoned Moses and Aaron. 'This time I have sinned,' he said to them. 'Yahuwah is in the right, and I and my people are in the wrong. Pray to Yahuwah, for we have had enough thunder and hail. I will let you go. You don't have to stay any longer.' Moses replied, 'When I have gone out of the city, I will spread out my hands in prayer to Yahuwah. The thunder will stop, and there will be no more hail. So you may know that the earth is Yahuwah's. But I know that you and your officials still do not fear Yahuwah God.' The flax and barley were destroyed, since the barley had headed and the flax was in bloom. The wheat and spelt, however, were not destroyed, because they ripen later. Then Moses left Pharaoh and went out of the city. He spread out his hands towards Yahuwah. The thunder and hail stopped, and the rain no longer poured down on the land. When Pharaoh saw that the rain and hail and thunder had stopped, he sinned again. He and his officials hardened their hearts. So Pharaoh's heart was hard, and he would not let the Israelites go, just as Yahuwah had said through Moses. Then Yahuwah said to Moses, 'Go to Pharaoh, for I have hardened his heart and the hearts of his officials, so that I may perform these miraculous signs of mine among them, that you may tell your children and grandchildren how I dealt harshly with the Egyptians and how I performed my signs among them, and that you may know that I am Yahuwah.' So Moses and Aaron went to Pharaoh and said to him, This is what Yahuwah, the God of the Hebrews, says. How long will you refuse to humble yourself before me? Let my people go so that they may worship me. If you refuse to let them go, I will bring locusts into your country tomorrow. They will cover the face of the ground so that it cannot be seen. They will devour what little you have left after the hail, including every tree that is growing in your fields. They will fill your houses and those of all your officials and all the Egyptians, something neither your fathers nor your forefathers have ever seen from the day they settled in this land till now. Then Moses turned and left Pharaoh. Pharaoh's officials said to him, How long will this man be a snare to us? Let the people go, so that they may worship Yahuwah their God. Do you not yet realize that Egypt is ruined? Then Moses and Aaron were brought back to Pharaoh. Go, worship Yahuwah your God, he said. But just who will be going? Moses answered, We will go with our young and old, with our sons and daughters, with our flocks and herds, because we are to celebrate a festival to Yahuwah. Pharaoh said, Yahuwah be with you. If I let you go, along with your women and children, clearly you are bent on evil. No, have only the men go and worship Yahuwah, since that's what you've been asking for. Then Moses and Aaron were driven out of Pharaoh's presence. And Yahuwah said to Moses, Stretch out your hand over Egypt so that the locust will swarm over the land and devour everything growing in the fields, everything left by the hail. So Moses stretched out his staff over Egypt. And Yahuwah made an east wind blow across the land all that day and all that night. By morning, the wind had brought the locust. They invaded all Egypt and settled down in every area of the country in great numbers. Never before had there been such a plague of locusts, nor will there ever be again. They covered all the ground until it was black. They devoured all that was left after the hail, everything growing in the fields and the fruit on the trees. Nothing green remained on tree or plant in all the land of Egypt. Pharaoh quickly summoned Moses and Aaron and said, I have sinned against Yahuwah your God and against you. Now forgive my sin once more and pray to Yahuwah your God to take this deadly plague away from me. Moses then left Pharaoh and prayed to Yahuwah. And Yahuwah changed the wind to a very strong west wind, which caught up the locusts and carried them into the Red Sea. Not a locust was left anywhere in Egypt, but Yahuwah hardened Pharaoh's heart, and he would not let the Israelites go. Then Yahuwah said to Moses, Stretch out your hand over the skies so that darkness will spread over Egypt, darkness that can be felt. So Moses stretched out his hand toward the sky, and total darkness covered all Egypt for 3 days. No one could see anyone else or leave his place for 3 days. Yet all the Israelites had light in the places where they lived. Then Pharaoh summoned Moses and said, Go, worship Yahuwah. Even your women and children may go with you. Only leave your flocks and herds behind. But Moses said, You must allow us to have sacrifices and burnt offerings to present to Yahuwah our God. Our livestock too must go with us. Not a hoof is to be left behind. We have to use some of them in worshiping Yahuwah our God, and until we get there, we will not know what we are to use to worship Yahuwah. But Yahuwah hardened Pharaoh's heart, and he was not willing to let them go. Pharaoh said to Moses, Get out of my sight. Make sure you do not appear before me again. The day you see my face, you will die. Just as you say, Moses replied, I will never appear before you again. Now Yahuwah had said to Moses, I will bring one more plague on Pharaoh and on Egypt. After that, he will let you go from here. And when he does, he will drive you out completely. Tell the people that men and women alike are to ask their neighbors for articles of silver and gold. Yahuwah made the Egyptians favorably disposed toward the people, and Moses himself was highly regarded in Egypt by Pharaoh's officials and by the people. So Moses said, This is what Yahuwah says. About midnight I will go throughout Egypt. Every firstborn son in Egypt will die, from the firstborn son of Pharaoh who sits on the throne to the firstborn son of the slave girl who is at her handmill, and all the firstborn of the cattle as well. There will be loud wailing throughout Egypt, worse than there has ever been or ever will be again. But among the Israelites, not a dog will bark at any man or animal. Then you will know that Yahuwah makes a distinction between Egypt and Israel. All these officials of yours will come to me, bowing down before me and saying, Go, you and all the people who follow you. After that I will leave. Then Moses, hot with anger, left Pharaoh. Yahuwah had said to Moses, Pharaoh will refuse to listen to you, so that my wonders may be multiplied in Egypt. Moses and Aaron performed all these wonders before Pharaoh, but Yahuwah hardened Pharaoh's heart, and he would not let the Israelites go out of his country.